feeling sorry for yourself. Maybe it's the dirt roads, or it's just a cry for help. Light a cigarette, take one puff and put it out. One way.
That was the song Better Off Dead by the Halifax-based band Ksuk. This is from their second EP. The artist's name is Good Dear Good, and the album's name is Ksuk, and this is their second release as an EP back in September. And that was my last little set for you guys, and that they describe their music as a very fun description as the grueling weight of your 9-to-5 crossed with intoxicating, searing vocal harmonies and relentlessly catchy pop rock melodies. So I hope you enjoyed that. Coming up next will be a band based out of Brooklyn, New York. They're called La Pêche. They describe their music as being dark, catchy rock that's simultaneously somber and uplifting. It's very shoegazy, it's quieter alternative punk. I like it a lot. The track we'll be playing for you guys today is called The Alien Dove. It's from their latest album, Autotelic. After that will be a band based out of Victoria called Bufflehead. I have an album, their same name will be the track Ghosts, and then a couple more great songs for you guys today to end the hour. Thank you so much for staying tuned in so far. I'm going to play you guys a short promotional that happens on Sundays at 6 p.m. called Yuka Stereo. If you like it, then definitely go check it out. Thanks so much for staying tuned in to CJSF. Definitely look at the other shows. Look around. Enjoy it. I hope you're enjoying my show. And stay tuned for La Pêche coming up right after this.
Atención.
Castereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yuka Stereo.
Atención.
Yeah. don't have to do anything you don't want to. You don't have to.
That was the band Calling All Captains with the song Salt Lines from their latest album, The Things That I've Lost. They are based from Edmonton, Alberta, and they describe that even though this album explores burnout, grief, and identity collapse, capturing a band reckoning with itself in real time, that from this moment on, they tell the story of breaking down, but what comes next is all about rising up as a band. They're pretty new, but they're doing really well. I hope you like that song as well. I didn't say it was called Salt Lines, and it was released in January. And that was my second to last song for you guys. I have one more for you from a sort of personal personal draw from the albums I've been listening to for the past while. Maybe it's surprising, but I've been listening to Black Label Society's newest album, Engines of Demolition, released about 2 weeks ago. This album was led by the founder of the band, Zakk Wylde, who's also the lead guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne. And the album is in true sound of the band Black Label Society. It's everything you want from all their favorite songs, and I've been really enjoying it. They also feature a song dedicated to Ozzy Osbourne as well, called Name and Blood. I'm fairly sure is the name. Let me double check that. Yeah, I think it's Name and Blood, but in any case, it's overall, I think, dedicated to Ozzy Osbourne as well, and also the lead singer and founder of the band's history with music and their journey in music injury and some of their major inspirations like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, The Stones, and all of that stuff. If I feel like you can definitely hear Black Label Society's music that kind of have the older quality of metal music that I really enjoy, and I hope you guys do too. That's gonna be coming up next to send you guys out. Hope you guys had a great hour with me. Hope you have a great rest of your day right here at CGSF 90.1 FM, and I hope you enjoy The Hand of Tomorrow's Grave by Black Label Society. I'll see you guys next time on CGSF 90.1 FM. Bye.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. An Illinois nonprofit is helping senior citizens stay in their homes by making their homes more energy efficient. Many seniors on low or fixed incomes struggle with rising energy costs. To save money, some allow their homes to get dangerously hot in summer or cold in winter, and some even have to move out and find a new place to live. Gordon Vumard works on weatherization and energy efficiency with the nonprofit Senior Services Plus.
We've served a number of clients who are being priced out of their own homes that they've owned for years, decades in some cases, simply because they can't afford to heat or cool them anymore.
Vumard's group helps seniors get help from Ameren, the local utility, and other groups to pay for energy efficiency upgrades, like insulation, new heating systems, or smart thermostats. The group makes home repairs and installs the upgrades for free, and then teaches the homeowners how to use their new appliances. These upgrades make homes more comfortable and can save residents a lot of money.
What we hear back is typically about improvements to power bills and then improvements to quality of life that clients didn't even realize was related to the energy efficiency of their home.
And for some seniors, these savings may allow them to stay in their homes longer as they age. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Good day. You're listening to Free City Radio.